A change of gear is always demanding, and when you're 84, it must prove even more so. Just think, 6 engagements and 4 speeches in less than 3 hours. But why don't I attempt to tell you about Benedict XVI's Saturday afternoon in Freiburg, the city whose inhabitants decided in 1520 not to take part in the Reformation, proving their independence from outside influence. The city was not named Freiburg, meaning free borough, for nothing. The Pope arrived here by car, and when in the gleaming sun the red sandstone cathedral with its giant pierced spire appeared on the horizon, he knew he'd reached Catholic territory here in the southwest tip of Germany, ruled for centuries by the Catholic Habsburgs. He looked relaxed and went straight to the 13th century cathedral, the Munster as they call it, dedicated to Our Lady, entering through the main portal and into the nave with its kaleidoscope stained glass windows, and right up to the high altar with the masterful triptych of the coronation of Our Lady. He wasn't there for long, and when he left he stepped out into the Munsterplatz, or Cathedral Square, and greeted the authorities and the delighted and rowdy crowds of Freiburg.
Ich bin glücklich, dass ich nach den schönen Begegnungen in Berlin und in Erfurt nun bei euch in Freiburg sein darf, von der Sonne beleuchtet und erwärmt.
At this point, the Pope had almost reached the venue for another 4 of his afternoon meetings, the Collegium Borromeum, the local seminary right next door to the cathedral. He had an appointment there in the chapel with 60 seminarians, which included moments of prayer, a photo opportunity, and an informal talk during which he focused on the importance of the universality of the Church and of studying the relationship between faith and reason.
Und der Glaube ist nicht eine Gefühlsnebenwelt, die wir dann uns auch noch leisten.
That was not before having met with 15 representatives of the various Orthodox churches within the nation, led by Metropolitan Augustinus. While the Pope on this ecumenical occasion expressed his joy at the meeting, he also clarified how there needs to be ongoing work to iron out theological differences in an effort to reach full unity. He then pointed to a common engagement within the area of shared values in a world where society does without God.
Gehen die christlichen Kirchen in Deutschland, unter ihnen gerade auch die orthodoxen und orientalischen Christen, vom Glauben an den einen Gott und Vater aller Menschen her, Hand in Hand den Weg eines friedlichen Zeugnisses für Verständigung und Völkergemeinschaft.
And then there was a second dedicated Catholic moment of the afternoon with a lay organization, which in Germany wields a lot of influence. Even Catholic members of Parliament adhere to it. Surprising at a time in history when Catholics and indeed Protestants have lost so much of their influence in public life. An organization called Zentralkomitee der Deutschen Katholiken, or Central Committee of German Catholics, led by its president, Mr. Alois Gluck. An organization of lay apostolate founded in 1952, which grew out of an earlier 19th century movement. One which seamlessly combines independence with loyalty to the Church and commitment within the Church with social and political action.
Verehrte Damen und Herren, liebe Brüder und Schwestern.
For them, the Holy Father had words which focused around new evangelization. He highlighted how high standards of living do not exclude poverty in human relations and poverty in the religious sphere.
Wir sehen, dass in unserer reichen westlichen Welt Mangel herrscht. Vielen Menschen mangelt es an der Erfahrung der Güte Gottes.
Continuing in his speech, he remarked how many people lack experience in the goodness of God, how they no longer find any point of contact with the mainstream churches and their traditional structures. The Pope then insisted that the real crisis facing the Church in the Western world is one of faith. We are called, he said, to seek new paths of evangelization.
Und hier sind wir gerufen, neue Wege der Evangelisierung zu suchen.
But perhaps the most personal encounter the Pope had on Saturday afternoon in Freiburg was the first, one he personally requested. It was with the architect of the 1990 reunification of Germany and promoter of Europe, former Federal Chancellor Helmut Kohl, and took place behind closed doors. And the last Well, that's with the young people of Germany, those who'll shape the future of the nation. And no doubt the motto of the journey, where God is, there is the future, will act in the darkness of the night as a beacon of light. With the Pope in Germany, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.